My ink had been gone for some time. My clothes were all worn out. I made new clothes for myself from the skins of the goats I killed. This was very slow and difficult work, since I had no needle. The weather was so hot that I could have gone naked. However, I did not want to go naked, even though there was no one to see me. I could not go naked because the sun was so strong that it would burn my skin. I therefore made myself clothes, a hat, and even an umbrella. I tried to make a boat or canoe with which to escape from the island, for on a clear day I could see the mainland. It took me a long time to build the canoe. When it was finished, it was too big for me to move. I could not get it to the shore, and so I left it where I had built it. Later, I made a smaller boat, but this was not large enough to take me to the mainland. I used it to sail around my island. My life continued in this way for many years. It was an orderly life, filled with work and the praise of God. I was not unhappy. I was king of my island. My subjects were the goats, the dog, the cats, and some parrots I had tamed. There were no rebels among my subjects. One day, around noon, something happened that changed my life on the island. I found the print of a man's naked foot on the beach. I stood and looked at the footprint in amazement. I looked around me, but saw nothing. I went to higher ground and looked again, but it was the same. I saw no one, and no other footprint except that one. I was terrified, and went home to hide myself. At first I thought it must have been the footprint of the devil, for how could a human being have come to this place? I then began to think the print was left by savages from the mainland. They must have come in canoes and left again. I was very thankful that they had not seen my boat. How strange is the life of man! Today we desire what tomorrow we fear. For years I had desired human society. Now I was terrified at the thought that another human being had set his foot upon the island. I thought again of the words in the Bible, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will praise me." I prayed to God to deliver me from danger. Afterwards, I opened my Bible and read,
"Wait on the Lord, and be of good cheer, and he shall strengthen your heart."
Although these words comforted me, I was still afraid. Fear of danger is 10,000 times more terrifying than danger itself. I no longer trusted in God as I had before. If I had kept my trust in God, I would have been more cheerful in this new distress.